Welcome to Babes in Voiceland. We've got a great show tonight, so grab a glass of wine and join the babes around the dining room table. Well, as tough as it is to spell this certain word, it's even stranger when they put the word seatbelt in front of it and make a TV show out of it.
What is it?
Have you heard of seatbelt psychic?
What?
Huh?
Seatbelt psychic?
That is a hard one to say, though.
Say that three times fast.
Wait a minute. This is a TV show? Are you kidding me?
It's a TV show, and guess what kind of TV show it is?
Well, reality. A psychic show.
Reality, exactly.
Well, what does a seatbelt have to do with psychics?
Okay,
I want to know.
So there's this guy who's a psychic, but nobody knows that. He drives like an Uber or, you know, one of or a Lyft or
it's
something like
one of those
that.
Taxi cab shows.
Yeah, so he gets so like he picks somebody up
like
who's
the cash cab
for a car.
Like the cash
cab.
Yeah,
but there's no money and no cash. Okay. No questions.
No
so
cash.
He somebody gets into his car and he starts driving. How are you today? Blah blah blah. Oh, I'm good, or whatever they say. And he said, have you ever heard of a psychic, or do you believe in psychics, or how do you feel about psychics? And everybody has a different reaction.
Right.
Yeah.
Some people are like, oh, I love psychics. And somebody like, no, I don't believe in that, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then he confesses and says, well, I just wanted you to know I'm not only a driver, I am a psychic.
Really?
Yes. Huh. And everybody
whether
reacts.
Whether they like them or they don't.
What country? Well, not what country. What part of our country?
It's in China. It's all in Chinese.
Well, Erica gets things on the internet sometimes.
No, this is actually true. In our country. Somewhere in our country. I think it's probably L.A., but I'm not
well,
totally positive.
Well, that would
positive.
Make sense.
Wow. Yeah, but it's really interesting.
I love L.A., by the way. I do love L.A.
But somebody will get in his car, and all of a sudden he'll start to say, you know, Who was it that, you know, did this? Or who was it that you feel like you didn't get to, you know, say goodbye to? Or
really?
Was there somebody that you wish, you know, you could talk to? Or
somebody's I would
coming.
Like to get in that
so
cab.
So he channels people too?
Somebody's
like
coming
talks.
In. Somebody's coming in that he really wants to apologize to you. You know, and they're telling me to tell you that they're sorry and they know it wasn't your fault. Or I feel like you don't have closure on this. You know, was so-and-so in the hospital and you weren't sure, you weren't there for the end or whatever.
Oh,
or,
wow.
And it's really poignant. And he gets some people to cry and some people just start laughing. And some people are just saying, no, stop. I'm too freaked out.
Now,
don't even tell me anything.
Now, wait, is the show already airing? Have you seen it?
Yes, it is.
Well, I have to put it on
channel?
My DVR.
Well, I can't tell you everything.
Because she's not psychic.
She's not a psychic.
No,
and she's not wearing her seatbelt right now.
No, I'm not wearing my seatbelt, and I'm not a psychic. But I bet if you Google it, you can find out.
I can
out.
Just, you know, on my DirecTV,
Terry,
just
you
go to the
it
menu.
Right now,
I probably could on my
while
phone.
We're talking.
I could.
Just go to the menu and put it in, and it'll tell you what channel you can record
But you have
it.
To know how to spell psychic.
That's true. And I did have a little trouble with this when we were setting up the track.
Yes.
To talk
I said,
about this.
Beth says, how do you spell it? And I said, it's P-S-Y. And you said, can you spell it for me?
I guess I was concentrating and not listening, but I have it now.
Well, no, Beth always titles
Lifetime?
Everything.
It's on Lifetime.
It's on the Lifetime channel. Yes.
Oh,
my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Now we all know it's on the
Lifetime
channel.
Folks. We don't promote everything, but I just thought this was really interesting and everybody
it
might
is.
Be interested if you like psychics and even if you don't. Seatbelt Psychic on the Lifetime channel. Check it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho?
Who's ho? Who are you calling
ho.
A ho? Wait a minute. Hey, ho, ho, ho. We've
Hoes?
Got our favorite elf with us. It's John Dunn.
Elf.
No?
You're
wait
elf.
A minute. Did I seriously just ho, ho,
you
ho?
You are wearing green.
You
did.
Yeah. Green
did I ho, ho, ho prematurely?
Yes, you did.
Okay, because I need to talk to you guys about this premature stuff. I want to talk to you guys about premature Christmas-ulation. Think about it for a minute. Premature Christmas-ulation. You guys know what I'm talking about,
well,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Even before Halloween.
It was even before Halloween.
Wait.
In the stores.
Christmas decorations. Mm-hmm. But the day after Halloween, Christmas carols are starting to play. They got all the Christmas commercials on the TV.
But
they
shopping.
Got holiday cups at Starbucks. They ran out the first day. And it was November 1st.
But wait. You know what? I totally understand what you're saying because it is a bit early. However, sometimes it's nice to have Christmas last more than just 4 weeks in December.
We just had Boo. Okay, we haven't even gotten our gobble on yet.
Did you guys have any trick or treaters this year?
Yes, 37.
But oh my God,
you did better than I did.
She counted.
Well, you know why I counted.
I just dumped it all in this little.
Do you know why? Do you know why I counted? Because BZ had 36 in Chicago, I wanted to know if I beat her.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay, so back on, let's get off the cow path and get back on the premature Christmas elation. Okay? It's too much. They talk about, now that we're in the holiday season really is not supposed to be officially started until the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, at least they'll be have the turkey first before you get clobbered with Santa Claus, man.
And honestly, I know that some people really love Christmas and they think it's just, it couldn't last long enough for them, yada, yada, yada. But there are actually people who get very depressed over the holidays. And when you're inundated for weeks on end, for 8 weeks, 9 weeks, and it makes you miss family members that are gone or relationships that are over or childhood memories that you wish you could relive, it makes you sad. And it just takes up too much room. It's too much commercialization. It's all about getting out there and buying things. And it just bothers me.
But you know what? It is also, what does it mean to the person? If it's all about buying things, that's because you let it be that way for yourself. Well, think about it. Some people, remember how years ago you'd make Christmas presents and you'd do all that stuff?
Yeah.
If you wanted to do that in your family, you could. Everybody's got to make one present. Even if you buy stuff, you got to make a homemade thing for everybody. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
My daughter
still
does. Well,
that's where the Christmas letter comes in. Yeah. Something.
Right. Video Christmas cards.
I don't know about that. No.
Check out WWDBTV because they're offering a special now on video Christmas cards.
Is for kids and for lovers. So always be a kid and always be a lover. I mean,
you know,
what's wrong with that?
That's great.
What's wrong with that?
Ducky, I like that.
Yeah, it is.
You are just like the master to it all, dude. Always be a kid, always be a lover.
Might as well.
Words of wisdom from Dr. Duck tonight.
From Dr. Duck.
I hope you guys are taking notes.
We haven't recorded now for posterity.
We're recording this.
Yes, we are.
You guys. You never tell me when the thing's rolling.
Okay, so for those of you that love Christmas and can't get enough of it, God bless you and to all a good night.
Merry Christmas.
Guess what time it is, girls
what
and girls.
Time? Girls
time
and girls.
Is it howdy duty time?
No, it's not howdy duty time. It's time for things that make you think.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's fun. So everybody listen up. We're going to get your thinking caps on. And Terry, why don't you do the first one?
Okay. I really like this one. Now you have to really think about it and maybe even do a couple of them.
Sorry. Who are we talking about?
God.
You're going to take the W in these words and replace them with T in what, where, and when, and you actually get the answer to each of those questions.
Okay, let's try it.
Because if you have what, you take the W off and put in a T, it's that.
Mm-hmm. What that? Hey, man, what that?
Yeah. You take the W off of where, and you put a T, and you say there.
Yeah.
There it is.
There.
On the when, you take off the W, and you put the T, it's then. When is it happening?
When?
Then.
What, where, and when become that, there, and then.
Interesting.
That, there, and then.
There you go.
Okay. I wonder if they knew that when they created them.
Are you going to tell that to the students in class?
I shall.
All right.
Yeah. Look at how that's politely good. She says that. Not I will. I shall.
I shall.
I shall.
I shall. I wow.
It's your turn.
I tell. No,
okay. Are you replacing everything?
That doesn't work.
I'm just trying. Okay, no, it doesn't work. No. But I have something very interesting that you may or may not have thought about before.
Okay.
You know, many animals probably need glasses, but nobody knows it.
Oh, my God, that's true.
Huh. Right?
How do you know if they can't see too well?
Well, they walk into the sides of buildings.
Nah,
they
well,
stumble
that's
over
blind.
Things.
That's
I've
not...
seen them with glasses.
You have?
Yeah, I saw it on the internet.
That must be true.
Well, you know, Terry sometimes I wonder, you know, like, if, you know, like dogs maybe, well, they say mm-hmm. dogs don't see in color, right?
How do they know
that's
that?
That's bullshit.
How do
Wait
they
a
know
minute.
That?
Wait a minute.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Listen.
Okay. Wait a
She's
minute.
Adamant.
Wait a minute
right
She's
here.
Adamant, folks. Hold on a second.
Wait a minute. She okay. used the BS word. Bailey had these little toys. They were little, like, not rubber, but like plastic balls, little tiny ones.
If you could see her fingers, you'd know what she was talking about.
Green one, yellow one, orange one, and two multicolor ones.
Uh-huh. Right.
Whichever one he picked, that was it for the day. If he picked the yellow one and you threw the green, it's like, what the hell are you doing? I'm not playing with that today. I'm playing with the yellow one. Oh. And if it was orange, it was orange. And the multicolor ones, no matter what you did, he would not play with them. He did not like them.
Maybe that was his superpower.
Well... I'm telling you, dogs see in color. You can't tell me any different.
Okay,
moving
then,
on.
You're up just next. That on what we need to ponder.
I am up next.
Yes, you are.
You're right. Okay.
Are you?
Yes. No, this is a good one.
Yeah, you are.
If you rip a hole in a net, there are actually fewer holes in it than there were before.
Because they kind of spread and consume the other ones.
Well, you can't rip a hole in a hole. So in order to rip a hole,
you have to
rip another hole.
And they connect.
And they connect, so you have less holes.
So you're subtracting holes.
Yeah.
Listen to us really pondering this important bit of information.
By George, I think
this should be a wine thing.
Okay,
okay,
my
Diana,
mind is so
go.
Right now. Somebody blew a hole in it. Okay, here we go. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah. That's good.
This is a good one. If 2/2/22 mm-hmm. falls on a Tuesday,
yes,
we'll just call it Tuesday. Did you get it? And that date actually does fall on a Tuesday.
Well, that's kind of
really?
Funny.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a visual thing,
Listen,
you guys.
Let's
write
go
it down.
And do
write it
some
down.
Fun on
two,
Tuesday.
Two,
it's a couple 22. Years away, but let's remember.
Oh, two apostrophe S day.
Yeah, but that's a few years away.
Yeah, but let's
plan on doing
something. You
know what? It'll be here
fun.
Before we know it.
Oh, gosh, you're
All
right,
right Terry, right. go.
Okay,
we're winding up with Terry.
Absolutely. 100 years ago, a $20 bill and a $20 gold piece were interchangeable.
Yeah.
Either one would buy you a new suit, new shoes, and a night on the town.
Yeah.
The $20 gold piece will still do that.
Ooh.
No, the dollar won't.
And that's true. The $20 bill is worth
Listen, a $20 bill could last me about like 2 minutes at
The
Red
way
Rock.
You play on a machine, yeah. yeah. And not even that
not
long
either.
Well, it
doesn't even fill your gas tank.
No, it won't buy you a meal. Yeah. It won't buy you shoes.
No. Buffet it will.
If you have a club card.
If you have a club card, buffet it will.
Yeah, but what does 20, you know, it's like, it used to be, you know, the kids would like, we would say the kids would like $5 us to death and the mm-hmm. kids would $20 us to death. Yeah. It's like, with your kids, 20 probably isn't even enough when they have something to do.
Well, that's all they get though, because mom's not a bank, $20.
$20, yeah. but that's $20 is like a $5 bill.
Yep.
Or less.
Mm-hmm. That was like allowance when we were little.
$20?
You got 20 bucks?
No. Oh, I'm like, oh my God.
No.
Wow. She must have had a horse, too.
I know. I was just thinking that same thing.
I did not have a horse.
But you might have. You probably had a pony.
No, I did not
have a pony. You
didn't
have a pony?
Did not have a horse. No.
Did you have a car?
Not when I was little. When I was about 16, I had a car.
Did you have a servant?
No.
That was mom.
I know. Your mom took very good care of you. I'm only teasing. And that's so politically incorrect. I'm sorry.
Now that we've given you some things to ponder, think about them for a while. So will we, till we come back.
Here's
here's a subject we haven't talked about before, flowers.
Flowers.
Flowers. Do you like real or do you like artificial or do you not like flowers at all?
Oh.
Terry?
Gosh, I love flowers. But I'm not an artificial flower kind of gal. I think it's left over from the old times when the flowers didn't look very real and they'd collect dust and they would...
Kind of like the white fabric roses that are in a vase on top of my piano that are quite dusty. And the last time I took them outside so that they could get blown off by the wind, the vase got knocked over and it broke.
Oh, yeah, well, like those kinds.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I think flowers are lovely. If anybody was to give me flowers, roses, yes. Other flowers, eh, not so much, you know? I'm not that into them. In fact, I like both times I got married. I liked, you know, like the artificial flowers. I mean, I just
for your bouquet.
Yeah, because you know why? Then I could save it forever.
Oh, but then I guess you just got to wash it or put it in the shower.
Well, listen, I still have my bouquet from when I married David. I still have it. And when Grady and I got married, we did the whole Hawaiian thing. So we got the Hawaiian lays and stuff.
Wow.
And I still, because I wanted to save it forever. So, you know, for some things, I think artificial are good. And I don't know. I kind of like artificial flowers, but I do like real roses. I do. Huh. Other than that, eh.
No, because I like the smell. And I don't know, when I was younger, I wasn't so much into flowers. But now I just love all the different kinds, like all the bright colors and all the intriguing different shapes that they have. And
I'm trying to think of the flower that has that real strong odor to it that's just in every mixed bouquet you can get at the store. They're very pretty, but they have this really strong
smell. Like mums?
Like, they're not mums.
Daisies,
the mums are the puffy ones.
Maybe?
No, anyway. I love flowers. I like the look of them.
Uh-huh.
I like the multicolored bouquets that you can buy, the arrangements you can get at the store. I love those. But then if I bring them home and the smell has got me sneezing
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not that big on flowers, really.
My husband will get me roses for Valentine's Day or my birthday or whatever. But when you get them at the store, a lot of times they look great till you take the cellophane off and you stick them in the vase with the packet with the powder.
Uh-huh,
and a day later, they're already like, and they're.
Well, don't you put an aspirin in them? I thought you put an aspirin in them.
Beth, when you buy flowers at the grocery store in the little things that are filled with water, they tend to not last very long when they're roses.
A lot of them are bent.
I don't know when the last time anybody bought me roses, so I really don't know.
You should buy yourself ones. I like to go to Costco and get those big bouquets with all the different flowers in them.
But you know
for
what?
Myself.
I've never really been a big flower person, but I'll tell you something that was very cool. Years and years ago when I was married to David, I had roses growing outside like I do here, you know. So he would make sure there was always in my bathroom a little, you know, single rose vase. And he would go out in the backyard before he go to work and pick a rose and put it in the bathroom vase. And check it all the time. And when it started getting wilted, he would throw it out and put another one. So when I got up in the morning and went into the bathroom to get ready, I would always think of him.
That's sweet. That's very sweet.
Isn't that sweet?
No wonder you like roses so much.
I guess that maybe that's why I like roses. What do you think?
I think so.
While all of you loyal listeners are gathered around your Thanksgiving table thinking about and talking about what you're most thankful for, we want to tell you here at the Babes in Voiceland we're most thankful sitting around our dining room table recording this show for you that you're there listening to it. Happy Thanksgiving.